Good evening, everyone. I'm only going to be on for a short time, so I hope that you invite and share with your friends really quickly. I am Adrienne Mayfield, just in case you don't know who I am and just happen to land on this live. I'm the author of four books, Connecting with the Burning Bush, which teaches you how to use the painful experiences of your life to launch your purpose. I'm tired of this church losing religion to find God that teaches you how to have an authentic relationship with God that's based on relationship and not religion. The third book is Who's Following You? Strategies to Transform and Grow Your Influence teaches you that influence is not about followers, it's not about likes, it's about legacy, leaving your mark in the earth. Good evening, good evening. And the last one is a devotional I released last year, which is called You're Too Full to Be Empty. It's a devotional for women, lessons for women who are all tapped out. So those are all available on my website, which is adriennemayfield.com. I'll have that going on the ticker, and I'll also be sharing this text number with you because you can text me at 770-746-8453. 770-746-8453. So jot that number down, shoot me a text, and let's chat. So I also have a podcast, Beauty for Ashes. I have put some new podcast content on there for the first time in a long, long time. Still waiting for some of you to reach out to me and come on and let me interview you. I was talking to my cousin today, and she was telling me a beautiful story about her love story, about finding love in her 60s. And I begged her to come on the show. She said, I'm not doing it. So I'm praying that God will show me favor and have her come on. But in the meantime, some of you guys come on and share your story. I much prefer to interview people and talk to people than to talk to myself. So help me out. Send me a DM. Let me know that you want to come on, and I'll be happy to come on and allow you to share your story. So that's it. Again, that's my text number, 770-746-8453. I'm going to take that down now. That's my website, adriennemayfield.com. All of the information, all of the resources that I have, they're available to you. I offer trauma coaching. I help people coach. I coach people through trauma, having lost both of my parents, going through divorce. I'm an expert. I have a lot of experience with trauma. So let me help you walk through your trauma so that you can live the life that Jesus died for you to live. So I think that's it. That's all the announcements. I've been on for about 2 minutes. So let's jump into the content. So today I was bombarded in my DM and in my text message by some of my friends who kept sending me this video. Well, this video was about this man who posted a video on TikTok. An older gentleman, looks like he's probably in his 60s. He posted a video on TikTok. Some of you may have seen it, basically saying, I'm Reverend Doctor, whatever his name is, and I'm looking for a wife. And I wanted to come on TikTok and let you know that if you're a single woman and you know the word of God and you're interested, send me a DM. I am looking for a wife. And he said, if don't come in my DM, just talk and give me your opinion. If you come in my DM, I want you to give me the word of God. And he said, God has given us wisdom now, and so we can use social media, use these avenues. Well, I think that most of my friends that sent me the video kind of sent it jokingly. Some of them, I asked them, so should I get, is this gonna be, are you eloping? Like, what's the case? What's the case may be? And so people were joking back and forth. But then I started thinking about it because I actually shared it with my brother, and I said, you know what? Is this a bad thing? Because people were kind of making it a joke and making it seem like it was a horrible thing. But the Bible does say, and he quoted this scripture in Proverbs 18:22, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Well, if you're smart and you're wise and you're a man, if the Bible tells you that your wife, within the context of that marital relationship, when you find your wife, you find favor from God, I would think you'd be out trying to find her. You stop playing around and sow your oats and looking around and shopping and just trying to say, you know, you love this bachelor life. You would be about trying to see if you can find out who your wife is, because God says that you obtain favor from him when you find this woman that he's chosen for you. And so I started thinking, I was like, it's not a bad thing that he's putting it out there. It takes a lot of courage to come on TikTok and say, I'm looking for a wife. And if you think that God is calling you to be my wife, send me a DM and let's talk about it and use scripture. So he's already on the right path of saying, make sure God's sending you and you're not just coming on here talking. And this is what's supposed to happen. Now, you know, we have this, we are in a social media world, and we have online dating, eHarmony, Match.com, Rumble, Bumble, Tinder, all these different places that people go to meet each other. And so what's the difference? If you go in there and put a profile and write all this stuff, some true, some not true, you post a picture from 1980 when you were much younger and much thinner, and you advertise this as being who you are, which is what some people do, what's the difference? And so I really thought this takes a lot of courage for him to do something like this. And I actually said a little prayer for him that Holy Spirit would actually send him companionship. Because, you know, having been divorced myself, it can be hard sometimes being lonely, doing a lot of things by yourself and not having a companion. And so he's an older gentleman and he wants a wife. He wants somebody to do life with, I'm assuming, for him to make this video. And so let's not be so hard on him and let's not be so judgmental, because a lot of us are looking for love too, but sometimes we're just not bold enough to say it, and we don't admit that we're tired of being alone. He was willing to admit, I'm tired of being alone. It's crazy out here. I'm ready to find my wife and find my favor. Now, another scripture is Genesis 2:18. And in that scripture, God was saying, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. So even God himself looked at Adam being created and said, it's not good for him to be by himself. He needs a companion. He needs a helper. He needs someone to come walk alongside him and do life with him. And so I'm going to make him a helper suitable for him. And we all know, hopefully, that he put Adam into a deep sleep, and he took Eve out of his rib. And when Adam saw her, he was like, whoa, man. Woo. Oh, man with a womb, a woman. Whoa, man. And we're called women, right? So I hope some of you are laughing at that joke and not like, that was so corny, Adrian. But anyway, so in the scripture, it's clear that God has designed and destined for men and women to come together in marriage, to do life together, to complement each other, to fulfill their kingdom assignment, and to be all that he created them to be before the foundation of the world. So if someone sends you that video or you want to do your own video, don't let people shame you or make you feel bad, because it's actually God's will for us to be married. It's actually God's will for us to find a companion, someone that we can do life with, because it tells us in Proverbs, I think it is, that God has set the lonely in family. So one of God's solutions for loneliness, one of God's solutions for feeling despondent and deserted and like an orphan, is that he has placed us inside families. So let's seek the Holy Spirit. Let's pray to God. Let's prepare. If you're a person who's like, I know my husband's on the way. I know my husband's on the way. I know my wife's on the way. Prepare, 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 prepare. Some of the selfish things that you're doing, you're not going to be able to do in marriage. Some of the stuff about this mind, it doesn't work in marriage. And we want to make sure that we're looking for the same qualities that the Holy Spirit would have us look for, and not looking for some of these superficial things that people look for. So that's my little 2 cents for tonight. Just a little dating advice, a little marital advice, because people kept sending me this video and I thought it's pretty courageous of him to put a video on TikTok to try to find a wife. And he's actually not off, because the Bible says if he finds his wife, and it's the wife that God sent him, he'll find favor and he'll find a helper. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that the entrance of your word brings light. We thank you that your word says it's not good for man to be alone, because it isn't good. You've created us for relationship. You've created man and woman to come together in holy matrimony. May we honor that. May we respect that. And may we listen and hear your voice. Father, we thank you that your word says that we will hear a voice that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. So we trust you to lead, guide, and direct us into the relationship that you have ordained for us. We pray for those who are in marriages now. We pray for unity. We curse every spirit of division and misunderstanding and disunity. We curse every spirit who will come against marital harmony in the name of Jesus. And we decree that our marriages shall be blessed. They shall be ordained by you, and that you will be in the center of our marriages, that you will help us communicate one to another, and that you will help help us to hear your voice so that we'll be led to the person that you have for us. I bless every person who is watching, those who will watch on the replay, and I pray that we'll have sweet sleep tonight and that we'll put our confidence and trust in you. You who began a good work in us will finish it and bring it unto completion. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, that's all I have for you tonight. Let's see, I have a couple of comments. Let's see what these comments say. Jonna says she might DM him. He is bold as a lion. That's right. And women are always saying they want somebody bold. I want a strong man. I want to be an alpha man. I don't want to be a weak man. But then a man comes out and he's bold and courageous enough to say what he wants. And then people shame him. So let's be careful, ladies. Let's not ask for things. And then when the man tries to present them, we shame them. So that's all I have for you tonight. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. May you have dreams that remind you of how much you are loved and valued by our Father. In Jesus' name, amen.